Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to speak to the man of the house, please.
It's me.
Jason.
You got him.
All right, how you doing, sir?
All right, who's this?
My name is Mark, Mark, giving you a call, actually, from Child Protective Services. How's your day going today so far?
Oh, I'm good, but you sure you're calling the right place?
Yeah, definitely. You're Mr. Jason, correct?
Correct.
All right, now your girlfriend or your wife, I'm not sure if you guys are married or not, is Miss Stephanie, I presume?
Right, but it's my girl, but paying her last name, but now you said you call them from where again?
Child Protective Services, sir. And really what's going on here, Jason, is that you guys have 5 children, am I correct?
Okay, yeah.
Now, what we're having here is we've been getting, sir, a few reports that these kids aren't being taken care of properly.
Nah. Reports from where? We take care of these kids. That ain't, and shouldn't nobody be feeding y'all no garbage like that, that we ain't taking care of no kids. Nah, we got 5 kids. It's hard out here, but we take care of them kids.
We're getting reports that you guys are not feeding them properly, that some nights and some days these kids actually go without eating. That they don't have proper clothing attire.
Nah, that ain't true. All them kids, every last one of the kids, they wear designer. They, fashionable. Ain't nobody not taking care of the kids. I don't even know where you're getting that from.
Are you combing their hair and brushing their teeth in the morning?
Come on, man. You got to be you got to be playing.
No, I'm not, actually. And that leads me to something else. I've actually had a visit with at the school today, and I visit with a couple of the children. Now, the younger son, I met with him today, and we talked, and I asked him a few questions. I told him, I have a few more questions I want you to answer. And to be honest with you, Mr. Jason, he stood up and looked me in the eye and said, that I was blown away by it. And I said, wait a minute, excuse me, what did you say? You hear what I said? I said, that.
Yeah, but.
Now, I'm, from my understanding, I asked him, I said, where did you hear that kind of language being said? Where did you hear that from? And he said he heard it from his father at home.
That's like, I don't talk like that around my kids. That's a bunch of like,
no,
that ain't.
Here you are saying it now. You're cursing now.
I'm cussing to you, but I don't cuss to my kids like that. I don't talk to my kids like that, man.
Sir, if you're talking like this in front of me, then 9 times out of 10, you're doing it in front of the kids as well.
Hold on. Listen, I'm a grown man. You calling me, telling me about my kids, and you going to tell me how I can't talk to you? I don't talk around my kids like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, look, sir, let me bring this to a nutshell for you. What we're doing today is we are coming by there, and we're going to have to bring all 5 kids in.
Hold on, listen. You coming to get who? 5 kids? You're not coming. Listen to this. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you. Now, I've been trying to hold my composure since you got on the phone. First of all, I don't appreciate you calling me like this with no like this. Now, the first 3, those ain't mine. They dad live up the street. You might go find him in the pool hall somewhere. You're not coming to get them last 2.
Sir, I'm coming to get all 5 children, sir.
Yeah, listen to this.
Sir,
you will not be coming to get those last 2. I can guarantee you, you won't be coming to get those last 2.
I have to bring all 5 children in. That's just that's my assignment. That's what has to be done.
Okay, well, check this out. Assignment, my if you step foot up here, look, I'm not going to even keep playing myself. Man, I do what I'm supposed to do by all those kids. You not taking those last 2 out of here.
I'm taking all 5 children. Are you hearing me?
Hey, check this out.
Are you listening to me?
Yo, man, who the f*** you talking to? I'm like, yo, who you keep raising your voice at like that? I'm a grown man. You better slow it up. I don't give a f*** who you are. You better not be calling me with that
f***, sir. I'm bringing a van in there at 4:00, and we're hauling these kids into protective services. Do you understand that?
Hold on, let me tell you something. See, that's where you f***ed up at. And you going to tell me what time you coming down here. That's some real gangster shit. Bring your ass down here at 4 o'clock. I swear to God, I will be waiting on your ass.
Sir, I don't want any problems. I'm letting you know that...
Listen, no problems, my ass. 4 o'clock. Show up at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Just 4 o'clock. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Sir, there is. I want you to have all the kids' things packed in a bag.
Hey, listen. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Okay? Don't talk about this no more. Be about it. 4 o'clock. You're going to have a light skin all over your ass. 4 o'clock.
So I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get there today, okay?
4 o'clock. I don't want to hear that. 4 o'clock.
So I got one more thing I want to say to you.
4 o'clock. Go ahead, say it, man. 4 o'clock. That's what I got to say to you.
But I got one more thing to say to you. Can I say it?
Say it. Say it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby. You just got pranked by your sister.
Who? Who is this?
Jason, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man, listen. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, man, your sister Regina put me up to this, man.
Man, look, Regina need a whip. That's what need to happen. Man, y'all playing games with me. Got these kids over here struggling and like, excuse me, I mean, you better be glad you said you was Nephew Tommy, because somebody pulled up here at 4 o'clock, they was getting a mud hole stomped in the top of their damn hood. For real. I wasn't playing that shit. You know, damn, you scared the hell out of me. That's just point blank, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.